Upasakas and Upasikas. We start with a question. And the question is, where did Buddhism come from? Don't say India. Where, more correctly, did the Dharma, the truth, as communicated by the Buddha, come from? The short and very simple answer to that question, we can say, is that Buddhism, that the Dharma grew out of meditation. That it grew out of the Buddha's meditation under the Bodhi tree 2,500 years ago. Grew, that is to say, out of meditation in the deepest as well as in the highest sense. Not simply out of meditation in the sense of concentration, not even out of meditation in the somewhat higher sense of the experience of higher states of consciousness, but out of meditation in the sense rather of what we call nowadays in English contemplation. Out of meditation in the sense of a direct, total, comprehensive, in fact all-comprehending vision and experience of ultimate reality. It's out of that that Buddhism grew, that the Dharma grew. And it's by renewed contact with that that Buddhism or the Dharma continually refreshes itself down through the ages. We can say that the FWBO and the WBO grew also out of meditation, even if not in that exalted sense. And I personally remember very well the days when the FWBO and the WBO were just growing, or even I may say just beginning to grow, when they just passed the virtually embryonic stage. I remember how we used to meet just once a week, on a Thursday, I think it was, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, subsequently changed to 6:30. Used to meet once a week in a tiny 12 by 12, or was it 10 by 12, basement beneath a shop in Monmouth Street in central London, not very far from, in fact a stone's throw from, Trafalgar Square. And there used to be, in those days, the very early days, just 7 or 8 of us. Just meeting every week, Thursday, 7 o'clock, or 6:30, just meeting and just meditating. As far as I remember, we didn't even have any chanting in those days, or even if we did, not very much. We just met there, we meditated for an hour or so, we had a cup of tea afterwards, and a biscuit, and that weekly evening meeting was, in those days, the FWBO. Even the WBO had not yet come on the scene. And gradually, a few others joined us. We didn't advertise. We seemed to become known, a little known, by word of mouth. There was a poster up, a handwritten poster, in the window of the little shop beneath which we used to meet. People passing by used to see it, used to venture into the shop on the pretext of buying incense, used to be inveigled sometimes downstairs into the basements to practice meditation, and a few of them stayed. So in this way, the little movement, or the little class I should say, grew. And after a while we started holding lectures, in fact series of public lectures, in hired halls in London. And then, greatly daring, we embarked upon our first retreats. And very, very pleased and satisfied with our success we were, if some 18 or 20 people turned up for a retreat, we thought that we were doing very well indeed. And we went on that way for some year, or 2 years or so, and in that way, the whole movement arose. But inasmuch as it all started with a meditation class held just once a week, we could say that the whole movement arose out of meditation, arose as a result of those 7 or 8, 10 or 12, then 15 or 20 people meeting and meditating in that basement of a shop in Monmouth Street in central London. I remember the scene very well indeed. I wonder how many of you do. Perhaps one or two or three. That's the very most. But I remember it very well indeed. I can see it in my mind's eye. I can even hear it. I can hear the traffic rumbling past upstairs. I can hear also people's footsteps passing to and fro above the grating, almost immediately above my head. Little tripping footsteps of ladies, presumably, and the heavier, more solemn footsteps of men. But inside that tiny, dimly lit basement shrine, the tree ruts in a shrine and meditation centre, as we as we called it. It was very quiet and very peaceful, especially when we were all meditating. And you know, when I look back, when I think back, it's really quite surprising. It's really quite astonishing that we should have, you know, done so well in such a small space and with such very limited facilities and so few people. But we did have some really good meditations there. I remember that too. There was sometimes a really good feeling, a really good, as it were, vibration or even absence of vibration in the air. And sometimes when I opened my eyes after a session and just sort of glanced around and saw the people sitting there, in those days they nearly all sat on stools. Only the odd person, who perhaps had gone to a Zen class at some time or other, actually sat cross-legged on the floor. But be that as it may, whether they were on chairs or stools or whether they were on the floor, sometimes as I looked around it seemed as though, as they were sitting there with their half-closed eyes and the little smiles on their faces, it was as though there was a little bed of lotus blossoms growing in that underground basement, growing, as it were, in some wonderful subterranean pool. And the other day, when I was thinking over this evening's lecture, looking through some of my old papers, I found a poem which I'd written after one such session. I must confess in advance, it's not a very good poem. And so it hasn't been published before. But this being a rather special occasion, perhaps you might be in a rather forgiving mood, I thought I'd share this not very good poem with you, just to give you some idea of what it felt like to be there, at Sakura, in that little basement, in that meditation class, in those days. At least sometimes. Perhaps it wasn't always quite as good as that. And the poem is dated 28/11/67. In other words, it's halfway between the founding of the FWBO, which was founded about 6 or 7 months before, and the founding of the WBO, which came into existence some 5 or 6 months later. And perhaps this little point, inadequate though it is, shows to some extent what it was that we grew out of, not surely out of meditation in the highest sense, but certainly out of some experience of meditation. We certainly were on our way. So here is the point. It didn't have a title originally, but the other day I gave it the title of White Lotuses. As the last gong stroke dies away, shiver after shiver into the deep silence, opening my eyes, I find myself in a green mossed underground cave, overarching still waters whereon white lotuses, half open, are peacefully smiling. So that's the point. And that was the experience which we had there 10, 11 years ago, at least sometime.